Welcome back to segment number two, Public Perspective this morning, AM 1340 KXCO. Audrain County Emergency Management Director Nick Tietzort, our guest. We've gone over kind of the latest things that we're hearing about COVID-19. Of course, this week, the first death reported in Boone County in the Columbia area. I'm just kind of wondering, you know, your message to first responders, because they had to go and treat this person. Of course, they're now in quarantine. What are you telling first responders? Are you talking to them about this?
Yeah, I spoke with some first responders. The health department is really doing a lot of the legwork in this, which is nice. But when people ask me, you know, I have an obligation to at least give my opinion if hopefully that's the correct answer. But I have talked to first responders, and I think it's important that we're having these conversations at which, you know, they understand that their practices for a time might have to change. I remember talking on the morning show about New York and how I thought, you know, that those first responders, you know, in changing their practices, how it changed the way ambulances and fire departments were reacting in this crisis. You know, as I look at it locally, the one positive that can come out of this is that we are a rural community, so we have a little bit more time than some of these inner city spots to talk about this, but that it has come into the region now, and we've had active cases, and then, of course, the death in Boone County. You know, now is when we are... We should be ready to enact these plans and have these first responding agencies take care of their people as well. You know, we all have families to go back to, and I would hate to see that, you know, they provided care in such a way that put their family in jeopardy when there's, you know, resources out there so that we can safely provide the exact same care, but in a safe manner with PPE so that we're not going back to our homes and you know, bringing that back into our families.
Now, I know that testing kits are on the way to Audrain County, and more tests are out there. These mobile drive-through testing sites are popping up. MU Healthcare had one opened up this week. At our latest Audrain County Health Department meeting, it was discussed that there is going to be a location in Mexico, one in Vandalia. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I was approached by the health department to help plan pod points, which is points of distribution. Pod's just a fancy word we use so that we don't have to use a whole bunch of words. And the idea of a pod typically is to have a point of distributing immunizations. So when we get immunizations from this, we'll have the plan already in place, and so we can do mass immunizations. But currently, we've switched gears to make this testing. And because it's testing, it brings up some unique perspectives in that immunization typically is done inside of a structure, where testing, we found the safest thing to do is to just have the people stay in their vehicle and have the medical team approach to then collect the sample and have them then do whatever their course of action is from there, the person tested. So we're working with the health department to develop these sites. We don't have all of the sites down yet, but we do have a primary and secondary site that will be located within Mexico City limits. And we have a primary site that will be located on the east side of the county in Vandalia. And that might, we've talked about that this morning with the Director of Parks and Recreation in Mexico and how we can expand if we need more sites within the city of Mexico. We've also talked to some county officials to talk about how we can expand out in the county if we needed to open up a site, you know, closer to the west of the county or in other areas within the county. And, you know, now we're just in the development stage and trying to make sure that those plans are in place so that when the state does have the resource at which they can release to us those tests, we can start conducting mass testing right here in Audrain County.
And those testing sites will have to be guarded with security, as I understand it, as well. I was understanding that maybe Mexico Public Safety might be providing some services there. Also, Audrain County Sheriff's Department, is that what you're understanding as well?
That might be a possibility. We write everything into the plan and trying to take care of all the contingencies at which we can. And we've reached out to those agencies individually, and very soon we'll have to collectively come in as a group and talk about, especially if we have to enact a pod and have a pod opened. We'll have to do pre-planning meetings to make sure that everyone knows what we expect out of everyone, and that the plan is agreed upon from everyone. And when that happens, we'll have to assess, our needs and resources at that time, because as we know, throughout the county, the resource of having law enforcement, not only do we want to keep them healthy, but we also want to make sure that we have law enforcement to continue to do their primary duties.
Whenever you're speaking about resources too, it's been on national news a lot that there's a shortage of respirators in the United States, and even hospital beds. Is that something that that you're hearing as well, and how does that affect us locally?
I haven't heard directly, but indirectly, I have heard about talks with the ambulance district and with the hospital and how they plan to expand if needed, and which areas of the hospital they would expand in. So I know those talks are going on. Some of those things, they might reach out to emergency management later for help on. But at this time, it seems like they're getting their plans together internally and trying to set those things up so that if they do need to expand, they have room for expansion. And you're right, I've heard about supply lines, from the health department, and this was just a few days ago, they told me about how their supply lines have not been restricted. And so I think a lot of supply shortages might be coming from third party and not from actual suppliers. The folks that actually supply, our health departments and our hospitals and clinics, those are direct suppliers. And so I don't think the resources are as scarce there as maybe it would be if you and I went to go out and try to buy a mask. I know the CDC has changed some of the recommendations, and everything seems very fluid when it comes to recommendation changes, and can change almost daily, but at least weekly it seems there's changes. And they're now recommending that the mask that you have, your surgical mask, would be used if you yourself are wanting to prevent as a barrier. So a healthy person, which is the exact opposite of what we kind of heard earlier. So a surgical mask could be used as a healthy person, but a N95 would then be used for medical professionals and for ill. I wouldn't necessarily say we need to all go out and buy masks, but if you have a mask, that's something that you can consider keeping around. And I again would stress that if we need to get out into the public, and especially if you're feeling ill, rely on your friends, rely on your neighbors, and just have them get your deliveries and put it onto the doorstep so that you're able to retrieve those items. I wouldn't ask anyone who feels ill or has a temperature to step outside and try to go into a public area near people, like a grocery store or even the gas station. If you have to walk inside, that's one of our professions that we've seen, that is at high risk, is our gas station attendants,
No doubt about it. I'll tell you what, we'll take our second break. We'll come back and we'll have the third and final segment, Public Perspective, this morning with Mr. Nick Tietzort on AM 1340 KXEO.